Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Three people have been killed in a knife attack at a church in the French city of Nice. From Paris, BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield reports Thursday's attack comes on the heels of the beheading of a teacher outside Paris earlier this month.
Clearly, this was something which had been feared. It was on the radar. I think everyone knew that this might happen, especially after Samuel Paty. The murder of the teacher 2 weeks ago was not the end of all this. It shocked and horrified everyone. But then Macron made his very standfast defense of French values, and some on the other side, the Islamist circles, saw that as a provocation.
A suspect was shot and detained shortly after the stabbings. An anti-terrorism prosecutor in France said the attacker was a Tunisian who entered France from Italy. Jean-François Ricard told a press conference late Thursday that the man entered Italy, reaching the Mediterranean island of Lampedusa on September 20th and traveled to Paris on October 9th. President Trump and challenger Joe Biden both campaigned in the critical state of Florida today. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At a drive-in rally in Broward County, Biden told voters they hold the key to his victory.
If Florida goes blue, it's over.
In Tampa, the president rallied a large crowd of supporters.
We are going to win Florida. We are going to win 4 more years in the White House.
And First Lady Melania Trump made her first joint campaign appearance of the year with her husband.
The vote for President Trump is a vote for a better America.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Power Outage USA says power outages from Hurricane Zeta now exceed 2.5 million. Stretching from Louisiana to Virginia. Georgia remains the worst overall state for outages, with more than 700,000 customers still without power in the Atlanta area and northern parts of the state. On Wall Street, the Dow by 139 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a 2-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak says Nevada's COVID-19 numbers mirror those of the rest of the country, which has set records this week for daily and weekly COVID-19 totals. The governor's comments came yesterday as he urged all Nevadans to continue to adhere to protocols on social distancing, mask wearing, and other health and safety guidelines to limit the spread of the coronavirus. The White House's COVID-19 task force has Nevada in the red zone for COVID-19 cases. Well, no surprise, Nevada's gaming win is down for the seventh straight month. The Gaming Control Board reports the gaming win was down more than 22% statewide in September. Fort Kennedy was down nearly 27%, with downtown Las Vegas dropping more than 21% compared to the same time last year. The good news, last month's gaming win was up nearly 11% compared to August and its highest total since the casinos reopened in June. Metro police officials confirm they are investigating allegations that a Las Vegas assemblyman misused campaign funds and failed to live in his district. Democrat who's running for re-election, Alexander Assefa, in District 42.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Yeah, we're getting some heavy volumes right now on Interstate 15 as you try to work your way through the resort corridor south at Hacienda, north of Desert Inn. Those lane restrictions still slowing things down very, very much. That's between Cheyenne and Craig on Interstate 15, both north and south.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. 5 days and counting till Election Day. The last day of early voting is tomorrow. Make sure you get out and vote. Don't leave it till Election Day. Don't leave it till Election Day. Make sure you get out and you vote. Big news. I don't know if you'd call this an October surprise, but it's a pretty darn good number. The record economic growth going on right now is simply undeniable. There's no way Joe Biden can dispute this. The U.S. GDP, gross domestic product, grew at 33.1% in the third quarter, beating expectations by a long ways. Joining us now, Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee national spokesperson, and she joins us. That is simply amazing news, just 5 days away from Election Day. What's the there must have been a little hooting and hollering at the RNC today.
Oh, well, it's incredible. It's incredible because Americans are so resilient. And think of that, the biggest, fastest growth in American history, over 33%, despite California still being in tyranny with Lord Newsom, and despite New York City still in lockdown, and we had double the GDP growth of the post-World War II economic growth. I mean, that's astounding, and it's because this economy that President Trump helped build with his policies, the tax cuts, the deregulation, going in with this pandemic from communist China, we had the best economy on record in terms of wages, in terms of the lowest unemployment, in terms of every category. We had the best economy in 2019, and we shut it down artificially to fight this pandemic from communist China. We opened it up, and look at this V-shaped recovery. It's only possible because of the pro-growth policies, because of the economic freedom, the mobility in this country that was restored when President Trump took office and turned this ship around. That is amazing, and that's what we're going to do in 2021. 2019 was the greatest year on record. Well, we ain't seen nothing yet because we're going to end our reliance on communist China. I don't think Joe Biden's going to do that. By the way, 33% growth. Did Joe Biden ever deliver 33% growth of anything except his own bank account, Hunter's bank account, Jim's bank account, Ashley Biden, the rest? I mean, think of it. He never got a good deal for American workers, and look what President Trump's been able to do. It's amazing.
Well, it is amazing the desperation that the Democrats are exhibiting. And in fact, our own governor here in the state of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, had a news conference yesterday, and although he didn't use his name, called out the President of the United States and essentially called him a liar. This is cut one. Listen to this.
We are not rounding the corner. I don't care who says it, we are not rounding the corner. You can see from the slides, our cases are going up. Anyone that says the contrary is just not telling the truth. No, anyone who says the contrary is lying. They're trying to intentionally deceive people and have them let their guard down. Listening to somebody with their hyperbole or their philosophical ideas or, frankly, their lies isn't going to change the fact that across this country, the spread of COVID, the cases are increasing. You can look at any show and see that that's the case. Somebody telling you it's not so doesn't make it not so.
And by the way, that's the same Steve Sisolak. We call him King Steve, that kept the president out of Nevada.
Right.
That to me is reprehensible. And I'm just going to give you a chance to respond.
Well, it's election meddling, number one, and it's politics. How disgraceful is that? You know, it's nobody's fault. President Trump said it on that debate stage. It's not my fault, and it's not Joe Biden's fault. It's nobody's fault. It's communist China's fault. And to say that, it's so antithetical to the American spirit and who we are as a country. We don't say it's going to be dark, it's going to be gray, we got to hide in the basement forever until big government decides when they can let you out. No. Where's the mention from him about the therapeutics? Where's the mention from him about our great ingenuity in this country that delivered the ventilators, delivered the PPE? So much so that we're now the provider of the world. We're the leading tester. All they care about is the testing, the number of cases, right? That's all they care about. They don't care about the number of asymptomatic cases. They don't care about the people recovering from this pandemic from communist China. They don't care about the amazing breakthroughs. When you talk about a drug like Regeneron, that President Trump, because he practices what he preaches, used it and got better and said, I want every single senior to be able to get this for free. I want everybody to be able to get the same treatment that I had. I mean, it's despicable. And Americans, this was an opportunity to come together and fight this thing. This really was an attack, not just on us, but the entire globe. Look what they've done in Europe. Lockdown's not a solution. Hiding in your basement's not a solution. It's a solution for the elite. It's a solution of people that, you know, got bankrolled from communist China and don't need to go out and work. The people that sold their influence and sold their office and don't have to be paycheck to paycheck. That's not a solution for Americans. We're hard workers. We go out there, we solve problems, and we defeat challenges. That's exactly what we've been doing. And I'm so sick and tired of these naysayers, these petty politicians. They're so petty. And I think Americans are sick and tired of them, too.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us from Republican National Committee, national spokesperson, a person close to the campaign. Oh, well, what the heck? Eric Trump told us the president's coming back to Las Vegas. Do you have anything on that as far as his schedule going forward over the next couple of days or into Tuesday?
They're going to be all over the place. There's going to be so many people. Nevada is so important. We need you guys. Just like you said, don't wait till Election Day, but if you wait till Election Day, please go on Election Day. I love people that go on Election Day as well. This is, I mean, we've seen it. Those Democrat politicians in Vegas have tried to change the rules. They've tried to manipulate the system for an edge. It doesn't matter when we have the turnout. It doesn't matter when we have freedom-loving Americans show up. We have so many surrogates out there. I mean, the crowds, Carson City, all these places are incredible because there's so much energy and people really, really know what's at stake. I believe this is going to be such an overwhelming result, and I do not believe we're going to have to wait very long to know what happens, but it's up to us. It's up to the American people. It's up to freedom-loving Americans. Go out. Go to TrumpVictory.com. Find out where the events are. There's so many happening in these closing days. President Trump's going to be all over the place. He's doing 11 rallies in the final 48 hours. Has Joe Biden done 11 rallies this entire campaign?
No!
He left the basement 11 times? Can he get 11 people in those circles of his? This is what's so insulting about the Democrats. They don't think they have to go out of the basement and earn your vote. They don't think they have to work for it. And they think you're too stupid that you don't know where to stand. All coming from a candidate who's always needed a circle around himself. Talk about someone who has no idea of personal space. I mean, have you seen him do a swearing-in ceremony at the Senate? I mean, this guy, the audacity. But this is the disdain they have. They think you are not smart. They think that you're too stupid to make these decisions for yourself. Well, we can make a decision. We can vote now. We can vote on November 3rd, and we can deliver a resounding message to the swamp that we've had it with your ways. We've had it with your corruption. We've had it with you getting in our way and taking away our freedom, and we're going to reelect President Trump this Tuesday.
75 million people have already voted. Do we know much about these people? Do we know if they're Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, people of color, etc.? What do we know of these people?
Well, what we know already is that Republicans are overperforming and Democrats are underperforming. If you look at different states, also keep in mind these rallies every single day that President Trump's holding, we link up with these people and we figure out who they're registered with. Some were not registered at all, right? We've registered so many more people than we did in 2016. But a lot of them are Democrats. It's amazing. 20% today in Tampa, where the president was in Florida, were Democrats. That means even in these early voting totals, some of these people are Democrats voting for President Trump. I think it's going to be significant margins. But even still, they're underperforming where they plan to be because they banked on this early voting. They banked on the mail-in ballots. They banked on changing our election laws and allowing ballot harvesting because they're not interested in more voters. They're interested in more ballots. We fought them in court. We won a lot of hard-won victories. We're protecting the vote. But the best defense against all of this is to show up now and on Election Day. It's to send an overwhelming message to them with overwhelming turnout of freedom-loving Americans. And I'm telling you, we have so many disaffected Democrats and independents, people that didn't vote last time. And we know Election Day turnout, we have more people voting early than we have ever had before on the Republican side, but we're still going to have such an overwhelming turnout on Tuesday. It's really going to put this just completely over the top. And we won't be waiting till Christmas like the Democrats want. They just want to wait days and days and days until they can dig up enough ballots, right? That's not going to happen. We're going to show up, and we're going to give them a big message that we are still draining the swamp, and we're not tired of waiting yet.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, RNC national spokesperson. Our final couple of minutes, I got to ask you about people of color. I went on Fox a couple of weeks ago and said I think the difference is going to be people of color that are going to turn to the to Trump from 2016. And I'm curious what you know about numbers. In fact, Eric Trump was here for a Latinos for Trump rally or peaceful protest, if you will, just the other night. Can you talk about people of color and what you expect? I mean, what's reasonable to expect with blacks and Hispanic Americans and Asian Americans, et cetera?
Well, I think it's going to blow away what we've ever done. So President Trump got about 8% of the African-American vote in 2016. That's going to be significantly higher. And look, we know this president, he doesn't care where you come from, what you look like, what your gender is. I mean, Democrats have played identity politics, trying to pit everybody against each other, divide and conquer. But what have they done? They've taken voters for granted. They expect your vote. Joe Biden says, you ain't black unless you vote for the old white career 77-year-old Democrat politician, right? It's insulting. And then President Trump, he just wants the American dream for everybody, and he delivered real results. They've seen, it's not just talk from President Trump. He said, what do you have to lose, right? He showed that we all have so much to gain. That those numbers in 2019 were real, a real difference, a real raise for the average American and the standard of living. People were winning in this economy, opportunity zones. He wasn't just talk, he delivered. And because he's real, because he's authentic, and because he's kept his word, we are getting so many more Americans that are receptive to this message. And they can, Americans are smart. They look and they see Democrats and they see right through them. They look at the media, they see right through it. Here you have a guy who's been there for 47 years. And just like President Trump said on that debate stage, why didn't you do it? You were just here, vice president for 8 years. Why didn't you get it done? I'm the one that got criminal justice reform. You didn't even try. Well, they know who Joe Biden is. It's all talk. It's the same empty words. President Trump has delivered results, and those results, no pandemic from communist China can take that away. And Americans see the choice in this election. And our, according to our numbers and what we're seeing, black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women, oh, it is so much higher than the media wants to tell you. We can't bank on it, though. We can't take anybody for granted. We want to go out there and earn your vote. That's why we have 2.5 million volunteers working every single day, spending their time, their precious time, going door to door in their community, talking to people and getting out the vote. It's so important, and that's why this president's working day in, day out, doing all these rallies, because he cares about the country and he wants results for you and your family. And I think it's going to blow everyone away in all of these demographics, and it's really going to put us way over the top.
Liz, a final question. It's the most important one. Do you think, because you and I live this, we breathe this, we believe in this, but do you think the American people are smart enough to get it?
Yes, absolutely. They're so much smarter than the media thinks they are. They're so much smarter than the Democrats treat us. They're insulting. I mean, look at the way they've censored this damning evidence against Joe Biden. We just found out the FBI's been investigating him, Hunter and the family, since 2019. Oh, when they were impeaching the president for barely mentioning the corruption. This is how deep the corruption goes in the swamp. I think Americans are fed up with it. I think we're so sick and tired that you didn't accept the will of the people in 2016. Even if you didn't vote for President Trump, the average American, they went on with their lives, right? They got over it. The swamp never did. They never accepted it, and they went crazy. And they adopted a left-wing agenda on steroids. And the average American, meanwhile, has been living their life, and they saw, wow, these policies are working. My community is growing. My business is growing. My community is safer. They've seen all these differences, and look at what the Democrats have done. They used a pandemic from communist China as an excuse to shut you down out of church, close up your school, tell who's essential and who's not. We're all essential. We're all Americans, and that starts in the womb, by the way. And the Democrats have gone so far left, so after your freedom, and they're proposing getting rid of oil and natural gas. They're proposing raising everyone's taxes. They're all in on the Green New Deal. They're talking about defunding the police. They're not just talking about it, they're doing it in New York City, in Minneapolis, in Seattle, in Portland, in L.A. Look what they've wrought in these cities. And what really gave it away was when they lectured everyone else and said, you can't go out and protest a lockdown. You're a killer. You're spreading the disease. And then what happened? Oh, the riots came, and there was no mention of the virus. They didn't even call them riots. They said, oh, this is a mostly peaceful protest. Americans can see for themselves the media and Democrats are lying to you. And I'm sorry, the jig is up. President Trump tells it like it is. He exposes them, and we were tired of two sets of rules depending on what letter comes after your name. One set of rules for Pelosi and Biden and the Clintons and Obamas and their corruption, and they can live like kings, when the rest of us got all of our interests sold out for their corrupt deals in Washington. Those days are over. President Trump exposed them. That's why they did everything they could to try to take him out. Well, Americans see what happened. And we are proud of who we vote for. We're proud of our country. We're tired of being told that we're irredeemable and deplorable. We love our country. We love our neighbors. And we're going to fight for our freedom. And that's what this election's about. And I do believe the American people get it. And they see through these corrupt politicians. And they're just so tired of being lied to.
Liz, thank you so much. It's always fun visiting with you. I have a feeling you and I are going to talk before Election Day. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Everybody get out and vote.
There you go. 5 days and counting and 1 day for early voting. Yeah. 1 day. That's all that's left. Tomorrow is the final day of early voting. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Have you heard the latest? A lot of people are looking for a way to change their vote. In a lot of states, you can, believe it or not. We'll talk about why they might be doing it and which states allow it.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and business owner. She understands the judge's role is to fairly and impartially apply the law as written. She will not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Albertson.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call